The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And coming up, we'll have a preview of a one-woman mini opera that adapts a recipe by Julia Child for a particular chocolate cake. That'll be a presentation of the Prairie Ensemble in Champaign, downtown at the City View at the Illinois Terminal Building on Saturday. And we'll welcome special guest Dawn Harris for that. But first, we're going to have live performances by two guys who are going to be co-hosting a new community event at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana Monday nights, starting next Monday, March 5th. It's an open stage for acoustic musicians of various styles. They'll give us a sample of their work and talk a little bit about what they have in mind for that open stage. It's live and local. Hope you'll stay tuned. The song's called Georgia Rose, and it features the local band High Cotton, and this is from their CD called Ridge Road, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, featuring Bill Blicken, Milt Craig, Dan Defend, Tom Kohler, Rick Rhodes, and Steve Zambaris, if I'm saying everybody's name right, I hope. I don't think they've ever played for us live on the show, but we've had a conversation with some of their members. Sure, would like to have them live one of these days. We do have live today coming up soprano Dawn Harris, who is going to be featured in an interesting one-woman mini opera about food. But first, we have Sam Payne and Dustin Norder, who are involved in various groups around town, including the Hot Iron String Band, Corn Desert Ramblers. And for the purpose of today's conversation, they're starting something new at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. An open stage for acoustic musicians of various styles, I gather, and that's going to first. The first one's going to be next Monday, so it'll be. Is that the idea to have it every Monday night?
Yeah, it's going to be a weekly event, from 8 to 11 for now, at the Rose Bowl. May expand the time slot if the public demands that.
And has the public demanded this event?
No.
they will. So.
They will, huh? Yeah, what made you decide that you needed an open stage?
Well, I guess I just never ceases to impress me how vibrant the music scene is here in Champaign-Urbana, and especially some of these acoustic forms that definitely don't fall into the category of popular music. They have tremendous followings in town. I mean, you've got a lot of people that really support bluegrass music. There's a huge old-time scene, Irish, Cajun. Obviously, the jazz scene here is really great. So I just thought that it would be neat for us to organize some sort of community event, give people an opportunity to come perform and share their music in a casual setting.
And you're calling it the Urbana Hootenanny.
The Urbana Hootenanny, yes.
Hootenanny sort of implies certain types of music.
Yeah.
Do you mean to imply those types of music?
It's pretty broad. We're not going to, like, turn anyone away or anything, but I think we'd like to keep it in the vein of acoustic music, traditional styles.
Well, for example, you mentioned jazz, and I'm thinking, Hootenanny jazz.
Well, there's this really, really cool, interesting radio show from the 1930s with all these kinds of crazy, and it was called a Hootenanny, and it had Woody Guthrie, Sonny Terry, and Brownie McGee, and then I can't remember the guy's name, but he's a clarinet player. He's one of the Sidney Boucher, and some jazz singers, and they all just jammed and did this big jam, and they called it a Hootenanny, and they had all kinds of different styles of music. I think Pete Seeger was on there too. So, yeah, I think acoustic music can blend itself into all kinds of things and make something interesting that you would have never thought to, that would, you know, collaborations work sometimes that you never thought would. So
maybe I've developed a narrow image of the term Hootenanny somewhere along the line.
Yeah, you know, you're right, though. I understand how people could
I just imagine a barn dance or something like
well,
that.
Yeah. I think it was just a good name to have a name. Yeah. For the sake of having a name, and since me and Sam are pretty big into the bluegrass and old timey kind of stuff, seems like we're the host, and
you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah, so you know we're not discriminating against anyone. We're just trying to keep it on acoustic.
Well, it sounds like
level.
Fun. Is the real?
It's all.
Real
that's
all
probably
about.
The primary component of a Hootenanny would be fun.
Well, you guys brought your instruments along. Are you going to be among the first performers?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be there along with probably some other core musicians, including Charlie Harris and Cody Jensen. I've been playing with them in a group called Black Coffee Fridays. So we'll all kind of be there on standby to make sure there's music the entire time. But the hope is that many people will want to come out and share their music. So
we'll
be there on standby.
Why don't you share a little music with us right now?
Sure thing.
You guys going separately, together?
Yeah, we're going to play as a duet.
Okay, Sam Payne on the guitar and Dustin Norder on the mandolin. What are you going to do for us?
This is called Rabbit in a Log. Is this a Stanley Brothers tune, Dustin?
I don't know. A bunch of brothers recorded this over the years. I'm not sure who wrote it.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Hootenanny Brothers for now.
Yeah, you'll all pretend to be brothers for the sake of this,
works
this
for
song.
Me. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the way I'll get him, I know.
I know,
Lord, I know.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way I'll get him, I know. Get me a briar, I'll twist it in his myself a place to lie down. To lie down,
to lie down,
oh, to lie down,
to lie down.
Find myself a place to lie down. Feast here tonight with the moonshine so bright. Find myself a place to lie down.
Sam Payne and Dustin Norder here live in our studio on Live and Local. They're going to be co-hosting the Urbana Hootenanny, which is a new open stage happening at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana on Monday nights starting next Monday, March the 5th. And I presume you guys, by being here and letting us know about it, you're inviting people to show up and play?
Absolutely. Since, come play, I mean, or come listen.
I mean, I assume the nature of an open stage is if you bring your instrument and your voice, you can...
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to have, just to keep some semblance of organization to the thing, I think we're going to have a sign-up sheet so that people can sign up for time slots. That'll be pretty flexible, unless, of course, so many people show up that it necessitates stricter rationing of time. But, yeah, all are welcome and...
Encouraged.
Surely
there have been other open stages in the community over the years.
Oh, sure. I think there might be. I believe there's an open mic night at the Cowboy Monkey every week.
Was in
downtown. That's still
Champagne.
Going on. Yeah.
I think that's Tuesdays. I'm not
Is
sure,
it
though.
Tuesdays. I think there have been several others.
Is there a difference? Years. Is open mic and open stage, is that just different terminology for the same thing?
Pretty much. I guess I tend to think of an open stage more as being... When I think of open mic, I tend to think of singer-songwriters.
That's partly why I ask, because
by themselves, which those folks are certainly encouraged to come and do that. But I guess an open stage hopefully implies that ensembles would be welcome to come and perform as well.
With or without the voice, in other words.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Have you sort of... seated the stage by, you mentioned there might be some stalwarts there, but, you know, send invitations to people you suspect might be interested and say, hey, come on out the first night to make sure that there's
going
to be plenty of people playing.
We've been trying to let a lot of people know about it, especially musicians that we know and want to play with. So
in the nature of these things, if you guys are up there playing and somebody else wants to join you,
absolutely, yeah. That's another difference, I guess, between a traditional open mic, at least the way we envision it, is for there to be a lot of spontaneous collaborations and such things.
No, there's plenty of times when you have certain kinds of groups, whether it's jazz, whether it's old time, whether it's bluegrass, where you might have a gig involving your group, whether it's at the Rose Bowl or maybe the Iron Post or wherever people gather for these things. And sit-ins or in, sitting in is encouraged. You know, sometimes people say, hey, bring your instrument along, bring your axe, in at least one sort of form of terminology, and people can just sort of jump on in. I won't be doing any such thing because I have no axe to bring that anybody would want to hear me play. At least not so far. I'm threatening to learn how to play the banjo.
Well, that would be a perfect place for you to come and try that out if you
after I've learned a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Well, and that's the great thing about these open stage type events. It provides a really great vehicle for people to experiment and try out new material in a fairly low pressure performance situation with a supportive audience. And so,
what's the Rose Bowl like? I don't think I've ever actually gone in it myself.
It's the largest hard wooden bar in the town. Mid-Central Illinois is what they
really
advertise on the web.
Commercial, yeah.
They have a pool table. They have a couple.
They have a pool table?
Yeah, they have a pool table. They have free popcorn every Monday, too. They have some arcade games. I think they have a pinball table, some darts. It's kind of an open center, so there could be room for dancing, and then tables on each side. And then the big oval 360 degrees all the way around hardwood bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Yeah. Yeah.
They've got a nice stage, too, and a fairly nice sound system.
Really nice sound system, yeah.
Because just walking by the place, it looks like a really small space from the outside.
It's actually fairly
really
large. There's a pretty good amount of space for people to sit. And, yeah, there's an open area in the front where people could dance.
I think of the Rose Bowl as a country music bar. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, tends to be how they advertise themselves. But we played there with the Corn Desert Ramblers for several years on Tuesday nights. And, of course, bluegrass music falls into that category of country music. But I think in the past couple of years, Steve has been trying to expand a little bit. I know he's had some Cajun music and stuff in there. And he was involved in the Folk and Roots Festival and had some acts play.
And so, that's Steve
Campbell. Steve Campbell.
Is he the owner of the place, manager,
yes.
Both?
Mm-hmm. Yep, owner.
Yeah, often with these places, it's the owner who runs the thing, runs the bar, runs the kitchen if there is one. Is there a kitchen at Rose Bowl?
No, popcorn machine.
Popcorn machine and the bar and music and combine them all and you can still have a great time.
Absolutely.
Dustin Norder and Sam Payne are with us here live on Live and Local, talking about the Urbana Hootenanny that is going to start up next Monday. Happen every Monday night is the plan. From 8 to 11, you said?
Yep.
So show up, bring something to play if you want. Let me mention the next community cinema sponsored here at Illinois Public Media. It's called Revenge of the Electric Car. And it follows the race to be the first, the most exhilarating, and the fastest to break the world's addiction to fossil fuels. The free public screening will be at the main Champaign Public Library next Tuesday, March 6th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. The film is closed captioned and the discussion translated by a sign language interpreter. What do you guys have for us next?
Oh, we're going to do an instrumental tune written by Bill Monroe called Southern Flavor. Thank you.
Southern Flavor.
Yep.
Bill Monroe tune. With Dustin Norder and Sam Payne live on Live and Local. And they're, I don't know if preview is the right word. It's not really the right word, although you guys will be playing at the first Urbana Hootenanny open stage at the Rose Bowl Tavern on starting next Monday at 8 o'clock. So I guess you could say preview, although I don't know if you'll be playing those songs or not. Any idea? Maybe, maybe not.
Probably
no
so,
idea,
yeah.
But no. Yeah.
We've got a lot of repertoire from playing with the Corn Desert Ramblers for the past several years, so probably do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about that. You're with that group. You're both in the Hot Air and String Band also. Is that band still happening?
Not as much. I wouldn't necessarily say it's dissolved, but Danny Andrey moved to Chicago to play with the Hen House Prowlers.
Oh, that's right, your fiddle player. That's kind of integral, isn't it?
Yeah, so for the time being, that project is kind of on hiatus.
Yeah, that happens when, people come in and out, and we've talked before on this show about how easy it is just to, you have a group of five, take away one, maybe add one or two or not, and then you have a new band or some version of that. And sometimes it can be one or two players can be integral to the right sound. I mean, if you have a string band and you really depend on a fiddle player, what do you do when your fiddle player goes away?
Yeah.
But I was going to ask about, how much you just take tunes that you do with a larger group and scale it down for two people.
Quite a bit. I mean, we can probably do just about any of them as a duet. Some obviously would work better than others.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do a few of those banjo instrumentals without a banjo, although we could do it, but... It seems a little bit, wrong.
Yeah. I was going to say, it just sounds wrong without the banjo, right?
The thing about these forms of music, they're sort of a standard repertoire to draw from. And so that'll be very conducive for this event, too, because people tend to know a lot of the same tunes. So,
I was just talking to somebody, I think it was last Friday, for a show that she was doing in Springfield. And... talking about sort of the reverse process where she's a singer-songwriter and she would create a song just by herself with the guitar. And I said, do you have in mind that you're going to write a country-style song or a folk-style song or any of the various sort of styles that her music tends to straddle? And she said, no, she just writes a song. And then in the course of working it up with her band, it becomes whatever style the band suggests it becomes. You know, if the other guitarist or maybe the drummer or the bass player comes up with a certain style of riff, then it ends up becoming that style of song. And she didn't necessarily envision what it was going to be when it started out. So I suppose you can go the other way around, where you might have a bluegrass tune and you have two people, and do you call it bluegrass anymore if you take it in a slightly different direction?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It's always interesting, too, to hear about other people's creative processes. I don't know. Those lines are all kind of fuzzy as far as what's bluegrass, what's not. But a lot of that music stemmed from brother duets in the 30s and 40s. The Monroe Brothers, for example. And then Bill Monroe went on to create bluegrass music. So... I think we'd like to try and do a lot of that kind of repertoire, the brother stuff with the vocal harmonies and
Ooh, I better start practicing my singing.
You better have. Well, why don't you give us one more before we send send you out of here.
Sure thing, yeah. Thanks for having us, Kevin. You want to do the 9-pound hammer, Dustin?
It's up to you, man. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, let's do that. One, two, three.
in this dump. That can ring like mine.
It'll ring like mine.
That can ring like mine. Shines like silver.
Shines like silver.
And it rings like gold.
And it rings like gold.
Shines like silver.
It shines like silver.
And it rings like gold.
Pound Hammer, featuring, well, not only featuring, it was exclusively performed here by Sam Payne and Dustin Norder, and appreciate you coming in, and hope that the open stage starts out real well.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us, and once you decide to start playing the banjo, come on out and
we'll
pick a little with us.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
That'll be Monday nights at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana from 8 to 11, starting next Monday, March 5th. And hopefully continuing in perpetuity. Bring your music along and jump up on the stage. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for a preview of a rather interesting one-woman opera, which essentially describes the making of a chocolate cake. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was Joan Morris with William Bolcom in a song called Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider, which I was surprised she didn't quite say it that way, but she said sweet as apple cider. But nonetheless, that's the song, preceded by Food, Glorious Food, which comes from the musical Oliver. And we only had a recording of the, I think it's considered an updated production or something like that. Honestly, I hated it. It was just sort of pop track underneath there. I'm not sure why they do these things. But it's a great song, and by way of introduction to this segment on Live and Local, which is a preview of a concert that's happening on Saturday in downtown Champaign, a presentation of the Prairie Ensemble. And full disclosure, that's an ensemble of which I'm the music director. We actually haven't previewed any of the ensemble concerts for quite a while. And it happens at 7:30 in City View, which is the name of the space at the top of the Illinois Terminal building downtown Champaign. It's a wonderful, wonderful open space, and at night it's rather dramatic, hence the name, where there's windows all around the building. You can look out and see the bright lights and so on. And it's going to be an evening about food. There will be food to be eaten. There will be wine to be tasted, French wine to be tasted. And the reason there's going to be French wine is that the featured piece on the program is starring, really, the French chef, Julia Child, from the I guess that was the name of her TV show, wasn't it, The French Chef? Furthermore, starring Dawn Harris, who is on faculty at the University of Illinois, both as a teacher of voice and also head of the kind of informal musical theater program, co-head of the opera workshop as well. And I saw Dawn in a production of Oh, you have to remind me the name of the show.
Light in the Piazza.
Light in the Piazza, which the Station Theater did. And I'd heard her sing many years ago, but I'd never seen her actually do any acting of any kind. And after I finished watching the show, I said, I don't know how exactly I put it, but I said, maybe it may have said, are you busy next March 3rd? I thought you sounded and acted wonderfully, and I thought this would be a great vehicle for you. So anyway, thanks for doing the show, and thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So this little piece, it's a music by Lee Hoiby, who is an American composer. Most people, there's no real reason that you would have heard of him. And it's a very short, one-woman little piece. I think it's technically called a musical
monologue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About 18, 20 minutes or so, depending upon tempo. And you have an interesting predecessor in presenting this piece.
Yes, Gene Stapleton All in the Family fame and other things.
Well, I was reading just before we came on here that I guess I hadn't realized she had a Broadway musical theater background before, you know, I mean, the show I knew was All in the Family.
Yeah, and I was reading up a little bit on this, and she actually did this piece and another Lee Hoiby one, kind of like musical monologue, called The Italian Lesson. So she toured both of these pieces on off-Broadway, you know, in the, 80s?
Yeah, I mean, towards the end of her career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gene Stapleton and her husband, John Bill Putch, had a theater called Totem Pole Playhouse about 5 miles from my hometown.
Wow.
And I actually saw her a number of times doing that. I mean, her husband has died some time ago, but their son, John Putch, has done a lot of directing and been in Hollywood films and so on. But it was kind of interesting. It was interesting to see her because she tended to have her Edith Bunker type character. And then she had this other sort of character. She did a lot of, I seem to remember seeing her in things like as Miss Marple and whatnot. But anyhow, she... do you have any idea? I mean, I read that some people, I mean, this is essentially a reproduction of a cooking show.
Right. Yeah, it's literally every word that Julia Child used in the show to make this cake.
Which is a particular cake.
Yes, it's a very delicate cake.
Well, why don't you sing about it?
I will sing about it now.
This is Dawn Harris with Please Introduce Your Pianist.
Oh, my pianist is the wonderful Po Chuan Chang from China, and he's a student at the University of Illinois working on his DMA in piano performance, and he's fabulous, so enjoy.
This is a little bit from Bon Appetit is the name of the piece by Lee Hoiby, which will be presented on Saturday by the... Well, it's a presentation of the Prairie Ensemble, but Dawn with an ensemble of... A six-person ensemble of members of the Prairie Ensemble accompanying in addition to the piano.
This is the rich, buttery brown batter for Le Gâteau au Chocolat L'Éminence Brune. Today we're going to make chocolate cake, and it's a very special, very chocolatey, bittersweet, lovely cake. And for it, you have to have melted chocolate. And melted chocolate, you have to do very carefully, or it's going to turn grainy and hard. Now we want mocha flavoring, so start out with 2 teaspoons of instant espresso and 1/4 cup of hot butter. And then it's going to have 7 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate and 2 ounces of bitter chocolate. I like the combination. And in they go. And off the heat. And you just stir it around. And then you cover it and go on about your business. Chocolate is much more complicated than any of us suspect. When you're going to do a cake, you really have to have a battle plan. First, start the chocolate. Then preheat the oven to 350 degrees. And the rack is in the lower middle. Then get out all the ingredients and all of your equipment so that you can just go right through the cake. You don't want to go out and play croquet in the middle, for instance. And then the next thing to do is to prepare the cake pan, and that means buttering it. And the waxed paper too. And then the flour. And then turn the pan thoroughly. And knock out the flour on the floor. If you have a self-cleaning kitchen like mine. And this is so the cake won't stick. When the cake is done, it would be nice to be able to get it out of the pan.
So that's the beginning of Bon Appetit by Lee Hoiby with Don Harris and the Po Chuan Chang. Sorry, I hope I said your name reasonably accurately. The members of the Prairie Ensemble will be accompanying her. There's actually 3 versions of this. There's one just for solo piano, which, of course, we're sampling here. There is a slightly larger one for wind quintet plus piano, wind quintet plus piano, and then wind quintet plus piano plus string quintet. And so the ensemble will be doing the middle one, the one for winds and piano, on Saturday for a concert, which is called Bon Appetit, at City View in downtown Champaign, which is the top level of the Illinois Terminal building. And I should say that for anybody interested in attending the concert, technically the reservation deadline was really Monday, but we got a special dispensation to still get in some orders. There are some seats left, although not many. If people will email the ensemble address, which is ensemble, E-N-S-E-M-B-L-E, at soltech.net, preferably by 2 o'clock today, and then you'll be sure to get your reservation in, ensemble at soltech.net. I read that various people, and you can see some of this on YouTube, different people doing this piece, mostly with piano, different people do different extremes of cooking during the actual, where the actress actually does more or less cooking. I think I read that Jean Stapleton did more as much pantomime as anything, although I'm not really sure what all she did. She did it for quite a while. And there's at least one video up there where it seems that the singer is virtually cooking the whole cake.
Yes.
And singing, and I'm not sure how you actually accomplished that. What do you expect to be doing with this?
I'm going to do a little bit of each. I'm hopefully going to separate the eggs. So we could have a Lucille Ball moment up there. I don't know. And I know that Julia Child was messy sometimes. So, if I get the table all messed up, well, that's part of the character.
That would be authentic.
Yes.
Authentic performance practice.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be a juggling act, to say the least.
And she has, I understand that she had a number of different chocolate cakes that she talked about.
Oh, I'm sure. I have to do a little more research into that because I'm only familiar with this one. I've been living with this recipe for a couple months now.
Have you made the cake?
I have not tried to make it because actually my husband, J. David Harris, the clarinetist, is really the chef in our family.
Well, has he made it?
No, but I mean, I'm supposed to be the baker, but I haven't gone to that level yet. So,
well, I have the recipe right in front of me.
Yeah, I've got it.
Probably have
actually,
it, yeah.
That is what I'm going to do today. That is my homework today.
Is to make the cake.
Yes.
So hopefully, you know, the eggs will be
mount
egg whites
up.
Will mount up on
yeah.
stage. But if they don't, you know, she's been
don't.
Known to make errors on this on
yes.
the. On the TV shows, I only ever watched little bits of it.
Well, you know, like in all those cooking shows, they demonstrate live, but then underneath the table, there's like a dummy, you know, cake that's already been made. And believe me, I'm going to have probably two of those down there.
The audience is food is being provided by a company called, they're now called Dish. They used to be called Chef Benjamin, and they're providing the cake. They're supposed to be making this very cake and providing that to audience members. So that's a nice little tease.
Yes.
And there's also some other singers involved in the first part of the show, about six singers, some of whom are students of yours.
Yes.
Most of whom have been involved in various levels of community theater locally, and they're going to be doing other songs about food. Some of which you suggested.
Yes, you know, a few kind of twisted food songs.
Which we don't particularly want to give.
We don't want to give away, but, you know, there's a variety of beverages in there and all kinds of other desserts mentioned.
Speaking of desserts, there's one I found which is not on this, which is not on going to be at the concert, but this is a cool one because this is... One of these is a food that I know about. I've had many times, but I've learned that Midwesterners don't know about this bit. Here, so Mike Pritchard, we're going to play track six, the CD that I gave you just a bit ago. This is Dinah Shore from, geez, I don't know how long ago.
To bed. I don't want no cake. Mama, mama, for my sake.
So that was Dinah Shore from years ago. Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy. And Shoe Fly Pie was the one I was talking about where, I mean, I grew up eating that stuff. I love it, but
where,
a lot of
where
people.
Where are you from?
Pennsylvania Dutch country.
Ah, well, I'm from Ohio. I've heard it, but I don't think I ever ate that.
And I didn't know, I've never had apple pan dowdy, but I have a recipe for that, too, right here. And I guess that's a Pennsylvania Dutch thing, too. It looks like it kind of looks like a pie slash cobbler, but there's, at least in Emeril Lagasse's recipe, there's Grand Marnier in it.
Ooh.
And some other things like that. Nutmeg.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so lots of songs about food, plus Dawn Harris in Lee Hobie's Bon Appetit, and the little one-woman mini opera, and lots of food and wine at City View on Saturday, presentation of the Prairie Ensemble. And if you'd like tickets, you can email ensemble@soltech.net. Ensemble, E-N-S-E-M-B-L-E, at S-O-L-T-E-C.net. And reservations are really due today. So the sooner you could send that email, if you happen to be interested, the better this afternoon. I want to mention some of the other events going that you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. The University of Illinois, well, let's see, what is today? This is Wednesday. So University of Illinois Chamber Orchestra is playing tonight at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Concert's at 7:30. Eastern Illinois University Music Theater is presenting I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston tonight through Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. John Miller and the Romantics play Gypsy Jazz at the Rhythm Kitchen in Peoria this evening at 6:30. The Eric Lund Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana at 7 o'clock this evening. Guest guitarist from Sweden, I believe, Johannes Müller, is playing at Illinois State University at Kemp Recital Hall in Normal. That's tonight at 7:30. The weekly traditional Irish music session is at Bentley's Pub in Champaign this evening at 7 o'clock. You know, we talked earlier about the Urbana Hootenanny happening starting next Monday. Here's a show called Hootenanny in the Courtroom, which is a bluegrass jam happening at McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington this evening at 7 o'clock. And Pacifica Quartet is wrapping up its Beethoven cycle tomorrow night at the Krannert Center in Urbana. That's at 7:30. And the University of Illinois School of Music Opera Program presents The Barber of Seville. That opens tomorrow at 7:30, also at the Krannert Center in Urbana, and continues through Sunday. And we'll have to tell you about other things happening when we come up to tomorrow's show. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I want to say thanks to Dawn and Poe for coming on in this part of the show. And thanks. It's a tough sounding piece. Is it difficult to to learn?
It was difficult to learn, but it's not difficult to sing. So now I will see if it's difficult to perform and bake a cake at the same time.
I can't quite imagine trying to do that, but you will do it. I mean, Dawn is splendid. It'll be a lot of fun. Our programs today on FM 90.9 are made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. These are all about food. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series collected to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. For Live and Local, I'm Kevin Kelly.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life